Thank you. It's nice to be speaking to you.
Derek, I want to go right to the beginning of your career as a psychic medium. In fact, before you even had this as a career, how did you realise that you had this ability?
Well, I had a certain spiritual experiences when I was a young boy, and this was noticed by my grandmother, who was a working medium. And she told my mother that I had the gifts passed down through her and people before her, because we had a case history of mediumship in our family going way back. And of course, I had my first experience at the age of 6 of seeing a spirit person, and it turned out to be my grandfather, who passed away to the world of spirit 2.5 years before I was born. I didn't know anything about him.
Was that quite a scary experience for a 6-year-old?
Well, it was initially. You know, I was only a 6-year-old boy in my grandmother's house, and then suddenly to see in the doorway a man dressed in like a dark three-piece suit, a big man who I'd never seen before. My first reaction was I was scared, because I'm looking, I'm thinking, what is this stranger doing in my grand's house?
At what point did you decide that you were going to do this for a career?
I didn't decide until I finished playing football, actually, because I didn't want to be a medium. Even after those experiences, I said to my grandmother, I don't want to be like you, Gran. You know, I had a dream of wanting to be a footballer. And I did part realise that dream, because I was playing for my town team and my county team, and I was spotted by a couple of clubs, and eventually I signed for Liverpool Football Club as an apprentice. And so I was on the staff from the age of really 14 and a half, and then signed full-time pro at 17. I didn't make it into the first team. I got as far as the reserves, and I moved on to a number of clubs, and then eventually finished my playing days in Australia. I signed for a club in Australia as a player coach, and I damaged my cruciate ligament in my left knee, and after a couple of operations, my football days were over. I then flew back with my wife and my young son to the UK, and I was only back home a little while, and even though I was playing football for those years, I was still getting insight, seeing things, hearing things, and I decided, well, what my grand said I would eventually do, and I placed an ad, as stupid or as ludicrous as it sounds, in a local paper, The Echo, offering my services to go to people's homes and do readings, and that's where it all started. After a while, 2 years, I got office space and I did private readings for a lot of years, and then suddenly television and radio offered me work and what have you, and that's when it really, really started to go, I suppose, global for me.